Thanks for calling the Credit Pros. This is Luis, Certified Credit Repair Specialist. Whom they have the pleasure to be speaking with today?
Hey, Reese. Chase from M1 here. I've got Derry Rock for you. Derry's phone number is 803-464-2028.
All right.
And I told him you guys could help out with the credit. He was saying it is in the low 600s. He was trying to get a loan for a house, but he would have really high interest loans if he took one out with his current credit score.
Right. Thank you very much for the transfer. I'll take it from here.
Thanks, Reese. Sending him now.
Hi. Thank you so much for holding, Derry. My name is Luis from the Credit Pros. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. All right, you were transferred over because it looks like your credit score was not high enough to qualify for reasonable interest rates. So let me just go ahead and ask you a few questions to see what's going to be the best option to help you bring your credit score back on track and also help you qualify for lower interest rates, okay?
So so what is this process for?
To work on your credit. This is a credit repair company.
See, I don't want to worry about that right now. I'm just focused on the loan portion.
Yeah, but this is what is holding you back. This is what is preventing you from approval.
Alright, so he just told me that I was approved, and I'm going to receive an email in 10 to 15 minutes with the different lenders and their interest rates.
That's going to be possible if you start working on your credit.
Now, what would I need to do with you?
Well, we need to take a look on your credit report to see what's in there affecting your credit score. And once we identify what's going to be the best option, we can get you started and move forward with this loan process.
Okay.
Okay, so let me double check really quick the information that we have already. Oh, by the way, do you know, Derry, what is your credit score at the moment?
621.
Okay. Is your last name Rock, R-O-C-K?
Yes.
All right. Is your telephone number 803-464-2028?
Yes.
All right. And your email, we have tremainrock@gmail.com. It is the right email?
Yes.
Okay, Derry, do you use a middle name or middle initial on your credit?
I have a middle name.
Okay. Now, what is your social security number? Okay, so I have 576-596-0-29.
Yes.
Okay. What is your day of birth?
February 27, 92.
And finally, what is your street address?
324 Sandy Road, Elgin, South Carolina, 29045.
Right, I'm going to send the request to Equifax. This is just going to take a few seconds, okay?
Okay.
In the meantime, I just want to inform you that all the information that you provide us, especially your social security number, will remain confidential. The system is going to protect your personal information and nobody else will be access to it, okay?
Okay.
All right, just give me a moment. Let me check if we already have an answer from Equifax. Usually takes around 30 to 60 seconds.
Okay.
In the meantime, if you have any question, please let me know.
Okay, I will.
All right, now Equifax is asking us a few verification questions. This is for security purposes. I'm going to read you the questions, and then I'm going to give you four different options for each question. as a possible answer. The first question is, which of the following options is your current or previous employer? First option is C&R Auto Collision. Second option is Finish Line Car Wash. Third option is Republic National Distribution. And the last option is YMCA, or none
Republic.
Of them.
Republic? Republic National Distribution.
All right. Next question is, according to your credit profile, you may have opened a car loan around September 2022. If this is correct, please select the lender from the following options for this account. First option is JP Morgan Chase. Second option is Bridgecrest. Third option is Wells Fargo. And the last option is Compass Bank. Or none of them.
Bridgecrest.
The next question is about your account with Bridgecrest, and the question is, what is the monthly payment for this account? Do you know what is the monthly payment?
I can look it up. Hold on. $284.79. Hello?
Okay, yes, this is your monthly payment or bi-weekly payment?
This is bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly, okay, so you're paying around $568, right?
Correct.
Okay, and finally, the last security question is, you may have opened a student loan around March 2018. If this is correct, please select the lender from the following options for this account. First option is Discover Financial Services. Second option is PNC Bank. Third option is U.S. Department of Education. And the last option is First Star Bank. Or none of them.
I can't remember. In 2018, you said for school?
Yes, student loan.
Oh, none of the above, because I was already out of school in 2018.
Okay, so you haven't opened a student loan. Okay, let me go ahead and submit.
I don't think so, if I remember correctly.
Okay. All right, let me go ahead and try with none of the options. If it's incorrect, what is going to happen? The credit bureau is going to ask us a different question.
Okay.
All right. Just give me a moment. Let me go ahead and submit the answers. Okay. Went through. Okay. Now, Derry, your credit score at the moment with Equifax is 605.
My Equifax credit score is different than my TransUnion. I give you my TransUnion score.
Yeah, usually the three credit scores are different. And the reason why we're using Equifax is because it's the most realistic, it's the most common or the most used by creditors and lenders. Okay, so this is the most...
My apologies, I didn't know that. I would have gave you that score if I knew that. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I mean... Anyways, we need to take a look at it to have a better idea in what's affecting you, okay? So no worries. Anyways, if you decide to work on your credit to move forward with this loan process, we're going to be working with TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian at the same time, okay?
Okay.
Now, let me check what's affecting your credit. You have the total of 17 derogatory accounts. You also have two collections and two late payments. Now, Do you know or do you have any idea in what are these collections about?
If one of them that says TPC, and I recently paid that off within the last week, so it just has to update with the credit bureau.
Okay, so, and when did you pay that off? How long ago?
Within the last week or a week and a half.
Okay. Let me see.
You see one that says TPC?
That's what I'm trying to find out. Okay. I'm still verifying. Just give me a moment. Okay. Yeah, it's not being updated yet. I mean, it is showing that the balance on that account is zero, okay, because you already pay. But it might take months up to years to be removed, okay? So once you pay that off, it's highly recommended to start the dispute process to force the deletion of anything that is not supposed to be on your records. That's your right by federal law, FCRA, to dispute anything that is not supposed to be on your records. For example, if you know or if you feel that something is inaccurate, outdated, misleading, or unverifiable on your credit report, we can start the dispute process to force the deletion of those negative marks. And well, this is going to be the first and most important step to take to help you bring your credit score back. Now, what the problem on your credit is, the balance on your credit report is more negative than positive. You have 18 negatives. You only have 4 positive accounts. And the 4 positive accounts, you have 2 closed accounts with zero balance. I mean, those are in good standing, but are already closed. And you only have Bridgecrest, which is on your car loan. And you also have, let me see, this is Stride Bank. Okay, that's in positive standing and is open. Okay, so you need to put more activity on your credit report to improve your credit score and decrease the late payment percentage. Your late payment percentage right now is 82%, which is too high, okay? And the reason why is because you have, it looks like you have a lot of negatives unjustified on your credit report. Does that make sense?
Right.
Okay, so let me explain you about how this program works and how can we help you. But first, let me ask you something. The previous representative from M1, he said that your main goal is to qualify for a mortgage. Is this correct?
Right. Well, we didn't buy it. We're renting it.
Okay.
But it is for a house.
Okay, it's for a house. All right. And, okay, so let me explain you how this works. The program that we offer includes unlimited disputes. That means, Dari, that it doesn't really matter if you have 1 or 200 negative marks on your credit report. We're going to be able to dispute every single negative mark that is unjustified on your credit report. And we're going to be working with the 3 credit bureaus at the same time. So that's going to make the process faster. As soon as we start working on your credit, we're going to, take a look on your credit report by detail. One of our credit experts is going to be in charge. And this is going to be to identify the negative marks that we're going to be able to start working with. Right after that, the expert is going to create an action plan, and we're going to start working on your credit repair. We're also going to give you access to our client portal. Our client portal is an app where you can see the progress on your credit 24/7 on your cell phone or computer. For example, you can see how many negative marks are being removed and what is your credit score in real time with the 3 credit bureaus, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. Now, in this app, we're also going to give you access to some financial tools to help you put more positive activity on your credit while we're working on your negatives. For example, we can start reporting the payments that you make every month, payments that usually are not being reported. For example, your water bill, electric bill, or if you have subscriptions like internet, cable, telephone. Those payments, just to mention some examples, are usually not being reported with the credit bureaus. So we're going to give you access to Experian Boost, which is going to help you report those payments every month. And this is going to be at no additional cost. Now, let me ask you something. Do you pay rent?
Not yet, but will be. That's why I need this.
All right. The reason why I'm asking you is because the payments of your rent are usually not being reported. So we can give you access to rent reporting to start reporting those payments every month with Equifax and TransUnion. Okay, so that's going to help you put more positive activity. And as an additional way to help improve your credit, we're also going to give you access to some third-party personal loans and credit cards. So by using these financial tools and report positive activity, you will be able to decrease your late payment percentage, which is 82%. And once you start decreasing the late payment percentage, your credit score will be improving. And this will be possible while we work on your negatives, so you can improve and repair your credit at the same time.
Okay.
As an additional benefit, we're also going to give you access to ID Cover. ID Cover will send you alerts on your cell phone 24/7 if someone is trying to use your personal information like social security number, bank account, credit, or debit cards. You will be notified on your cell phone 24/7. So this is going to be the best way to prevent any type of fraud. And finally, our service is not a contract. This is a month-to-month service. You can stop it at any time. And we're also going to include a 90 days money-back guarantee. That means if for any reason we fail to remove at least one negative mark from your credit report in the first 90 days, you can cancel the service and claim your full money back. No questions asked. So basically, this is the information about the service that we offer. There's some more benefits. I just mentioned the main ones. So do you have any question about the service or about your credit report?
No.
No questions. All right. So let me explain you about the service fees. The regular service fees nationwide for this program is $119 for the enrollment, $119 per month. But since you live in the state of South Carolina, we have a special deal for customers from South Carolina. In this case, all that you have to pay Barry to work on your credit is going to be a one-time enrollment fee of $60, and after that will be $50 per month. All right?
When will that start?
Well, as soon as we get you started, we're going to start working on your credit repair right away. And we're also going to send the confirmation to M1, the lender who transfer you, so that way they will be able to move forward with your loan process.
No, I'm asking when would I need to make the first payment?
Well, as soon as the better. Will you be able to process the payment today?
No, sir.
Okay. And when do you think it's going to be the best time to call you to get you started?
I'm not 100% sure because right now I'm trying to get the loan so I can get in inside of the house. So working on the credit is not a priority right now because it's going to take money to do that, and I need all of my money right now. Hence why I'm asking for a loan.
Yeah, I do understand, but as you can see, what is holding you back?
I won't be able to start working on my credit, have it fixed, and have a loan in a week and a half.
Why not?
So that's not going to get done what I need to get done.
Why not?
What do you mean, why not?
Yeah, why not? I mean, you're not being turned down.
How long will the process How long
the,
is the process?
The process.
Being
the process
for a loan and getting the money in
okay.
my account. How long would that take?
Okay, let me explain you that part because it's very important that you fully understand the process. If you was transferred over from M1, that means that you're not being turned down. That means that they should have options for you, but they're asking you to work on your credit to help you qualify for lower interest rates, okay? So working on your credit is gonna take a few months, that's right. It's not gonna be overnight, it's gonna take a few months. But as soon as we start working on your credit, we're gonna send the confirmation to the lender and they will be able to move forward with this loan process. So, and this is gonna help you make everything easier and faster for you.
How much would I need to pay today?
To get you started, it's gonna be a one-time enrollment fee of $60.
And you can guarantee me paying $60 today that I will have the $5,000 in a week and a half.
Well, what I can guarantee you is that they're gonna do their best to help you move forward with this loan process. The previous representative from M1 mentioned that they have options, but they're trying to help you qualify for lower interest rates. I'm not able to see what options are available, so that's the reason why I cannot give you any type of guarantee because that's on the lender's end. But what I can tell you is that you're not being turned down. This is gonna be a very important step in the process. Anyways, if you decide to stop the service for any reason, you're not gonna be under a contract.
Okay.
All right, so let's go ahead and get you started. So for this initial payment, and what type of a debit card are you gonna use today?
It'll be Visa.
Visa, all right. What is the card number?
Hold on, give me 1 second.
Sure.
And it's gonna be $60 flat?
$60 today, correct.
There's no fee for using the card or nothing of that nature.
No, it's a flat rate of $60. And you will receive a confirmation from your bank.
Hold on. All right, you ready for the card number?
Yes, I am.
4403-9312-9347-0028.
Thank you very much. And what is the expiration date?
3/26.
And what is the CVV code?
042.
Right, thank you very much. Before I process the payment, let me go ahead and read you the credit and debit card disclosures. This is a very important information. And it says, we need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $60 to be charged today. The standard procedure dictates that cards resulting in a decline will be subject to reattempt for the enrollment. We will not overdraft your account if funds are not available. Once the payment is accepted, your month-to-month fee of $50 will start by May 8. So do you have any question before we process your payment?
No, sir.
All right, just give me a second. In the meantime, can you please grab a piece of paper and a pen?
Yes, I have it.
All right, let me give you the main telephone number for customer service, and the number is 973-233-4388.
Okay.
All right, the payment just went through. Congratulations for taking this important step on your credit. Now, do me a favor. Can you please go ahead and take a look on your email to see if you already received a welcome email from the Credit Pro support?
Yes, I did.
Right. Will you please go ahead and open it up and click on the link?
The login link?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Now, this part of the process is basically read the information, make sure that all the information is correct. It's just going to take a few minutes. I'm going to have to leave you in silence because you need to read, but I'm going to stay on the line with you, okay? So if you have any question, please let me know. I'll be here with you.
Okay.
Now, before you start reading, let me tell you really quick, I just received an alert that you're qualifying for an option. This is optional, of course, but it's available for you. And the option that you're qualifying for is with the initial payment that you just made for $60, we're going to start working on your credit, and you can include a second person with the same payment, who can be a family member or a friend of yours. And the month-to-month service for two credit repairs will be $99. Will you be interested in this option or just your credit repair?
Will I need to add that person today, or can I add them at any time?
You're going to have 24 hours for this option.
Okay.
All right. So just think about it. If you're interested, just contact customer service, okay?
Okay.
Right. You can start reading, and I'm going to leave you in silence. If you have any question, please let me know.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your time.
Okay.
You're done?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the last part of the process is going to be the verification. It's going to take less than 2 minutes. It's going to be very important that you listen the entire message. Once you're done, you're ready to go. And in regards to the loan, just make sure to keep an eye on your email, because the lender, M1, they should be able to send you an email with the lending options at any time, okay?
Okay.
Now, I totally forgot to ask you something. You mentioned that you're applying for to get a place for rent.
Yes.
Okay. If it's if your credit is holding you back, in our client portal under the resources tab, we have a reference letter. So the reference letter can help you if you're in the rental process. You can print it out and give it to the landlord and prove them that you already start working with us. If you're not able to qualify for a place, then you can contact customer service, because we have partnership with different rental companies who'll be.
We already qualified and we already qualified and have been approved. I just need help on to make
the
deposit.
All right. Okay. I just letting you know the benefits that you have available. Okay. But if you already find a place, that's perfect. So please stay on the line. I'm going to transfer the call to the verification, and you'll be ready to go. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks again for your time. Have an excellent weekend.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.